This is Kim Dumain, Dr. Peebles Free Message, May 28th, 2023.
God bless you, Dr. Peebles. Here it is a joy and a blessing, as always, to have this opportunity to share with you. Might we encourage you today to think more deeply on how you are awakening, as well as all life forms on the planet Earth. You are seeing the signs all around you. You are seeing your societies changing. You are seeing the attitudes in people changing. You are seeing the Earth itself changing. In many ways, it is awakening to a greater dimension, a greater awareness. Now, at times, you may be focusing on the wrong thing, and that will prevent you, as the grand individuals that you are, from fully awakening to your highest purpose, your highest joy in this, your current lifetime. So we ask all of you, indeed, as part of your own process of opening to spirit, opening, yes, indeed, to who you truly are, to pay less attention to all the gobbledygook, all the dramas that are going on around you. For as most of you are quite aware, it will pull you in, it will distract you, it will lower your energy, your vibration, as well as your faith and hope. All is not naught. All is not hopeless at all. We are seeing the signs of change, but many of you are looking in the wrong places. So what we say to you today, dear friends, is will you start first to look within your own being? Are you feeling the subtle changes within you? Are you allowing yourself to see that you are going through shifts? You are going through many different cycles in your lifetime. Some are just beginning, some are ending, and some are a little bit in the middle indeed, which can make many of you quite uncomfortable. But you are shifting and changing. You are in a process of awakening. And the more that you can give your power, your energy to this process, the better off you will be. You will have more of that personal power. You will indeed let go of that hopelessness, the powerlessness that so many of you have adopted into your lives. And instead, you will start to see the opportunities that have always been available to you. Now, many of you are starting to remember who you are, why you have come here. Excellent, excellent indeed. Some of you are still feeling, shall we say, a tad bit lost, a little caught in the shuffle of the earth life. More and more, we heartily suggest to each of you that you begin to ask for the information once more to come through, yes, the veil, so that your memory can indeed be stimulated and you will no longer have doubts. You will no longer be able to entertain fear, which is quite dangerous, quite poisonous to many of you indeed. So we want you every day to begin to talk to your own spirit, to know, of course, there is a greater part of you right there within you, and to ask, why indeed am I here? This is indeed part of the session we have indeed wanted Kim to be able to offer to you this month indeed. But many of you can start this process right here and now by knowing that you had wondrous, wondrous missions to accomplish in this lifetime. Some quite personal, some quite grand, affects other people, but they are all important. They are all crucial to your soul growth, or you would not have even wanted to come here at this time to risk indeed the many adventures, yes, and some of the suffering indeed that you will grow from as well. But as you begin to turn more to your soul, as you allow your own personal awakening to have more meaning, as you begin to believe that you are indeed able to remember, then you're going to start to feel different. A different stream of consciousness will become quite apparent to you, sometimes in funny little ways, sometimes in subtle little ways, sometimes it may bang you on the head and shock you. But more and more, we see this happening to so many of you, and it is wondrous to observe, to watch, as all of you begin to see that you are here for greater purposes than just your own growth, which is important, of course. But you are going to impact everything and everyone around you. We enjoy watching the discussions so many of you have with each other. We enjoy how you're starting to put your ideas, your thoughts into action. And that is quite, quite relevant and necessary. For dear friends, talking, of course, stirs the energy, gets you all thinking deeper, allows, yes, your spirit, even your guides and teachers, to sneak on in there and influence you, give you a few more tidbits to think about, to discuss. But more and more, it is necessary for you to group together, to come together with your brothers and sisters, and to put these elements of change, of higher awareness and consciousness, into motion in the physical world you currently find yourself in. For if you're not doing that, well, indeed, not much is going to be accomplished. Now, we are not saying at all that your efforts with your thought projections, with your indeed sending out rays, energies of hope, of peace to the world, is not having an impact. It is indeed. And we will always encourage you to do that more and more. For yourself first, draw that energy in, especially of peace, of calmness, and that way you'll be able to perceive more and more of what your soul is wanting indeed, trying to jog, yes, so much of what you had wanted for yourself that you had forgotten. So it is time to continue to awaken more and more. Now, what will it get you? Well, you're going to have more joy. You're going to feel more content. You're going to feel your higher purpose here and now. Not just saying, I got to go to this job and make this money and pay the bills and that's my life. No, no. There's so much available to you. So start to expect new opportunities, new way of thinking, new way of doing things. It could be anything, dear friends. Start even small and say, today, I'm going to start my day in a different way. And that will help you begin to shift away from what you have been doing habitually for so long. For so many of you, unfortunately, are caught in patterns, caught in habits that are not always indeed helping you grow, helping you indeed awaken more to the true essence of your being, which of course is God, which of course is spirit. You are part of a beautiful matrix of energy, and we want all of you to be able to feel that. We want you to be able to act upon it, to work, yes, indeed, in tandem with your teachers, with the masters, with your own higher self, so that you will be uplifted, so that you will be able to fulfill, yes, all that you had set out to do before entering this life. And as you do that, you'll see others around you changing. They'll start thinking differently. They'll start thinking, well, if they can do that, I can do it too. They may ask you, what's your secret? You seem so happy, so calm. And we want you to share. We want you to talk more and more about what you are feeling. We want you to write about it. We want you to put it into action. New plans. You are seeing the world change, and some of you are quite distraught about what you are seeing. But as we have mentioned to so many of you so many times indeed, that must so much must fall down, so much indeed must be put aside before it can be rebuilt. Do not allow yourself to be too disturbed by the illusions of the world right now. For you are going to be the builders. You are going to be the pioneers first in your own consciousness. Think about your heart. What are you feeling? There's where some of the signs of your awakening, your growth is going to be felt. And we want you to focus on that. For love is growing first within your own being. You are starting to love and respect yourself more. Letting go of the past, letting go of what anyone has told you, letting go of any old, outdated beliefs that have not served you, that have not allowed you to see that you are a being of light, that you are here to do wonderful things. Each one of you have something to give, something to share. The more that you are open to your spirit, the more that you ask for the understanding, the more that you indeed question, you will be given the information, the answers that will guide you, that will propel you ever so more close to the essence of your being and to the memories of what you have come here to accomplish, whether it would be personal, whether it be worldwide, or whether it would be just enjoying yourself in this lifetime and radiating out the energy of love and light. Dear friends, do not give power or credence to what others are indeed saying that is of lower vibration, that is negative, that is disheartening, for that is not helping. More and more you are here, as we've often shared, to hold the higher energies of love and to remember why you have come here, and that is to shine the light first for yourself so that you will see the highest path that is available to you, and that indeed you will shine the light for others as well. All is happening the way it is needing to happen right now. Many of you doubt that, and you think, we're going in the wrong direction. But so much is occurring, indeed, that you are not understanding. Beneath the surface, it is all starting to shift. Continue to hold the light in your being. Continue to have the faith that the world is indeed opening to a grander awareness, and it starts always with you. Dear friends, know that the help, the support, the insights that you need, yes, we are here. All you must do, of course, is always ask, and we will be there to help, to assist you on your path in any way that we can. Now, we can't do it for you. We're not in physical bodies, but we will give you tips. We will remind you. We will support your efforts. We will indeed try to lift you up higher in your faith. And that is our joy. That is part of our growth as well. We have great faith in each one of you that hear our words. Who knows, indeed, that there is always a higher path. It is not doomsday. It is not all going downhill. There are many of you who are awakening, who are feeling, yes, those subtle nudges within you that says there's more to this. I cannot just look at what seems to be apparent. I must look indeed between the lines and know how the light is shining and beckoning me. That way you will be uplifted. And you will see, yes, indeed, the opportunities for yourself and for others to follow you. We do love you all greatly. And we are with you in your endeavors, in your adventures on the earth plane. For as you rise, of course, we all rise. God bless you indeed.